Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on taking a clean 808 tail and giving it that chopped vinyl, old school jungle and drum and bass attitude. Not just add noise and call it vintage. We're talking movement, micro instability, rhythmic interruption, and that sampled from somewhere realism, while the sub stays solid enough to carry a modern system. Here's the big idea. We're going to split the 808 into two personalities. One chain is the clean sub that never lies. The other chain is all the character wobble, chop, grit, width. If you keep those jobs separated, you get the best of both worlds, weight and chaos, without mud. Let's build it. First, start with a solid 808 tail. Create a MIDI track, load Sampler, and drop in an 808 sample that actually sustains. Go to classic mode, turn warp off, set voices to 1 so it's mono. If you want a little glide for that jungle slide, keep it subtle, like 40 to 80 milliseconds. This is not a modern trap glide showcase. It's a hint. Now your amp envelope. Keep attack basically instant, like 0 to 2 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 200 to 600 milliseconds depending on tempo and how long you want the note to speak. Sustain can be minus infinity if you want it to behave like a pure tail, or keep it low if you want held notes to remain steady, and give it a release around 80 to 200 milliseconds so when we start chopping later, it doesn't click. Clicks are the fastest way to make a vintage turn into broken. Quick reality check before we decorate anything. If the sub is uncontrolled, every cool modulation you add will just smear the low end. In drum and bass, especially under breaks, the low end has to be disciplined. So we're going to build character above the sub and keep the fundamental stable. Now, after Sampler, drop an audio effect rack. Create two chains. Name them SUB and Char. SUB is clean and mono. Char is vinyl and chop. On the SUB chain, add EQ8. Low pass it around 90 to 130 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. The exact cutoff depends on your sample and the key, but the point is, the sub chain is the fundamental and low harmonics only. If it's boomy, you can do a tiny dip around 40 to 60 Hz, but be careful if that's your fundamental, you'll hollow it out. After EQ, add utility. Turn on bass mono around 120 Hz. Set width to 0%, or at least make sure the bass mono option is doing the work. Optional limiter only if you need to catch wild peaks, don't turn your sub into a pancake. Now the fun chain. Char. This is where we create the illusion that the bass was sampled off a battered record, chopped, retriggered, and driven through cheap gear. But it still needs to behave in a modern mix. In this order, add EQ8 for pre-shade, then shifter for micro pitch wobble, then either chorus ensemble or phaser flanger for turntable-ish motion, then auto pan for rhythmic chopping, then saturator for harmonics, then optionally redux for sampler crunch, then another EQ8 to control the mess, and finally utility for width and final level. Let's dial the pitch drift. On char, add shifter and set it to pitch mode. Keep pitch at 0 semitones, fine at 0. Mix at 100% because this is a parallel chain. We're not touching the sub. Now in Live 12, use modulation to map an LFO to shifter's fine control. Set the LFO rate slow, around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. That's a slow drift, not a wobble bass. Amount should be tiny, plus or minus 5 to 15 cents. Use a sine for smooth drift, or a random smooth shape if you want it to feel like inconsistent playback. Teacher note, the most convincing old pitch isn't dramatic to tune. It's that slightly imperfect, slightly unstable thing you almost don't notice until you mute it and the sound gets lifeless. Also, do not modulate the SUB chain pitch. Ever. If the sub starts wandering, your whole mix feels seasick and weak. Next, add some turntable-ish movement. If you want lush and vibey, choose chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Amount 10 to 25%. Delay 3 to 8 milliseconds. Feedback 0 to 10%. And keep mix low, like 10 to 30%. If you want edgier, slightly metallic movement, use phaser flanger instead. Rate around 0.1 to 0.4 Hz. Amount 50 to 35%. Feedback 10 to 25%. Mix 10 to 25%. Either way, subtle is the rule. You're aiming for aged movement, not obvious effect. Now the core jungle trick. Chop vinyl gating. Put auto pan on the char chain. Set phase to 0 degrees. That's the secret move phase. It's 0 turns panning into amplitude modulation. Basically tremolo. Turn sync on. Start with rate at 1/8 notes. If you want more frantic roll behind breaks, go to 1/16. Set the shape square, or near square. Amount around 45% to start, and you can push up toward 70 if you want it more aggressive. Use offset to put the chops in the pocket. And here's a big feel tip. Perfectly locked. Perfectly even 1/16th gating can sound modern and sterile. Jungle chops often feel like they disagree with the grid just slightly. So don't be afraid to add groove to the MIDI clip, or automate the autopan offset a few degrees every 4 or 8 bars so the gate leans differently across phrases. Now let's add grit that translates. Because the sub might slam on a big system, but on small speakers, the listener follows harmonics and rhythm. On char, add saturator. Try analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 2 to 8 dB, turn soft clip on, push until you hear it speak, then back off, and always level match with the output so you're not fooled by louder equals better. Optionally, add redux after saturator for sampler crunch. Keep it tasteful. Downsample around 2 to 6, bit reduction 10 to 14 bits, and dry slash wet maybe 10 to 30%. If redux starts wrecking the low end, remember, char is supposed to be high passed later anyway. It's allowed to be mid-rangey and dirty. That's the point. Now post EQ the char chain to keep the sub clean and the character useful. Add EQ 8 after distortion. High pass somewhere, around 120 to 200 Hz with a steep slope. This is non-negotiable. If your low band changes when you toggle char on and off, your high pass isn't high enough, or you distort it to full range before filtering, then shape the mids. If you need note definition, a gentle boost around 700 Hz to 2 kHz. If it's boxy under breaks, gently dip 250 to 400. If the top gets fizzy, low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. After that, utility, you can widen the character, because it's not your sub. Set width around 120 to 160% if it helps. Then set the level. A good starting point is keeping char about 10 to 20 dB quieter than sub. Think of char as spice, not the meal. If you want to perform it, map the char chain volume to a macro and ride it like a dub mixer. Push it in fills. Pull it back at the drop so the clean sub feels even heavier. Now make the whole thing behave in a drum and bass mix. Sidechain. Add a compressor on the rack output, or just on the sub chain depending on taste. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick as the input, or a kick and snare bus if you want the bass to breathe around the whole drum groove. Start with ratio 4 to 1, attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Tune release to tempo. Too fast and it chatters, too slow and it ducks for too long. At this point, you've built a reusable rack, stable mono sub plus a moving, chopped, gritty character layer that can be automated and arranged like an instrument. Let's talk arrangement, because jungle is as much about motion over time as it is about the sound itself. Try a call and response. Bar 1 is a long 808 note with less chop. Bar 2 introduces more chopped character. Or do a pre-drop tease. Automate the autopan amount from 0 up to around 60% over 8 bars. Then slam it back to zero at the drop. The sub suddenly feels huge because all that busy motion disappears and the low end becomes a straight weapon. Do switch ups every 16 bars, duplicate the rack, change the auto pan rate from 1/8 to 1/16, maybe change the offset, and swap between them. Classic D then B move, same notes, different attitude. Now for the authenticity move, resample. This is where it stops feeling like a plug-in chain and starts feeling like an artifact. Create a new audio track. Set its input to resample, and record 4 to 8 bars of your processed 808. Then warp the recorded clip. Texture mode with a grain size around 40 to 80 will add crunchy time wobble. Or repitch mode for that classic pitch time coupling, like old school samplers and turntables. Then chop it. Slice on transients or just slice on the grid, like 1/8 notes, and trigger it in simpler slice mode. This workflow is a huge part of that sampled from somewhere illusion. A few common mistakes to avoid while you're tweaking. Number 1. Modulating the sub. Don't keep the sub chain stable in pitch and in width. Number 2. Overchopping. A perfect square tremolo at 100% sounds like a trance gate, not jungle. Use taste. Number 3. Widening down low. Anything below around 120 Hz should be mono or close to it. Number 4. Distorting before filtering without control. If you saturate a full range 808 and then try to EQ later, you'll fight mud forever. Pre-shape, distort, then post-control. And number 5. Ignoring key. If your 808 is in the wrong note for the tune, it will never sit, no matter how good the vinyl magic is. Now a couple advanced upgrades if you want it darker and more alive. You can do dual-rate gating. Put two autopans in series on char, the first at 1/8, with 25 to 40% amount and a squarish shape. the second at 1/32nd or 1/16th triplets, with only a 20% amount and a softer shape. That gives you macro chops plus tiny flutter, so it feels busier than it actually is. You can also do bar accurate tape drag moments. Instead of constant wobble, automate the shifter fine modulation amount so once every 2 or 4 bars it increases for a quarter note, then returns. It mimics a finger drag on the platter without turning the whole bass line into a wobble bass parody. And if your character layer feels fake, remember this. Vinyl is timing plus pitch plus bandwidth, not just noise. Before you add more dirt, try less. Tiny pitch variance, tiny level variance, top end roll off, slight transient softening. That's often the convincing zone. Mini practice exercise to lock this in.